I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On today's show, we'll tell you about the quarterback controversy brewing in Kansas City.
Let's go. Roll the intro.
All right, all right.
Yo, yo, yo.
Coming to you live from Philly. It's the number one rated Paulie and Tony Fusco show.
Yo, yo, yo.
As always, Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco. And Tony...
Yo.
Huge show today. But first, you know, up top, a very important announcement.
Yep.
You know, you see a lot of celebrities out there, or talent, as they call us in the business. You know, we're talent. That's what they call us.
Yep.
You know, these celebrities, what they do is they always tell you that they do what they do for the fans.
Which is complete bullshit, by the way.
Yeah, that's a bunch of bullshit. You know, all we care about, to be honest, is what you, the fans, do for us.
Yeah, exactly.
So on that note, we're announcing the launch, the grand opening of the official Fusco merch store.
Wow.
So here's what you're going to do. Yeah, you're going to click the link in the description.
Yeah, click the
link.
You're
going to go to the store and you're going to show your thanks to us for all we do for you by buying some shirts, you know, some hats, some mugs, and other whatnot that's in there.
Yeah, and you've been freeloading off of us for way too long. Time to pay the pauper, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, getting into today's show, you know, Tony, we got this guest coming back today. We kicked him off the show several times. Clearly, he hasn't gotten the message yet.
Some people never learn.
He's a former head coach of the Browns and Jets.
Ugh.
And, you know, one of these so-called, you know, quote-unquote experts you
Please.
See on these sports shows these days. Eric Mangini. And, you know, we're going to ask him the question that I'm sure he's terrified of being asked.
Yeah, exactly. Watch him run and hide when we hit him with some real questions.
Yeah. Well, on the subject of running, it's time for an ad from our newest sponsor and our good friends at Propel. Do you drink water? Why? It has no taste. It's disgusting.
Yeah. Propel is a great drink and a great way to stay fit. You know, the other day I ran into my Aunt Marie's boyfriend, Nunzio. He was buying these huge cases of Propel at the market, and I said, Nunzio, what are you doing with all that Propel? And he said, me and your aunt are about to do a very serious workout. And I said, workout? It's 11:30 at night. Who's work? You know what? Let's just move along. Let's just
move. Let's just move along. Anyway, yep. Special deal for our listeners. Go to your local grocery store. Tell them Pauly and Tony sent you, and you get 6% off your 7th purchase of 30 cases. Propel.
Yeah, there you go. Another check in the mail.
So now that we got that business out of the way, it's time to get into our top story.
Top story.
All right, first out the gate. You know, you probably think we're going to say the top story is Baker Mayfield getting named Bucs starting quarterback. No, everybody fucking saw that coming. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. And if you didn't see that coming, then you're as blind as a cat.
Yeah, you are. Anyway, the big story is that Baker Mayfield is now coming after his family's financial firm for $12 million that he says has gone missing. And you know, Tony, if I'm the Bucs here, I like this news.
Absolutely.
If your quarterback, like Tom Brady, has $500 million in the bank, then what the hell does he have to play for?
Yeah, nothing.
Nothing. Yeah, personally, exactly. I want my quarterback to be in tremendous financial peril, don't you?
Absolutely. I mean, every team wants a quarterback who knows how to overcome a huge deficit, right? Well, what bigger deficit is there to overcome than having to make up for $12 million that your greedy, no good family just farted away?
Great point, Tony. And, you know, this doesn't just apply to quarterbacks. Look at the great boxers throughout history. You know, they were all terrible at managing their money. Yeah, Mike Tyson, Evander Holyfield. You know, it makes sense because, you know, you want to see fight. Nothing is more motivating than knowing the IRS is moments from seizing your home.
Yeah. You know, and what's the quality you want in both a boxer and a quarterback?
Elusiveness.
Exactly. You need to be able to dodge anything that comes your way. And when you have spent all day and night dodging bill collectors and, you know, other quote unquote organizations that you might have owed some large sums of money to, you have to be very elusive. They can come at you from any direction. The back window, your chimney, coming out of a deli. You don't know.
Great points all around, Tony. And, you know, just another angle to throw out here. You know, the fact that Baker Mayfield lost $12 million just shows how focused he is on football. You know,
100%.
In my mind, the more money an athlete loses due to mismanagement, well, the better.
Yeah, way better.
You know, put up that chart. Look at this chart. You can see there's a direct correlationism there between money loss and on-field success.
Yep. This is why Kyle Trask had no chance of winning the Bucs job. My sources at Bank of America tell me that the Trask family trust is very solvent. And that it's very troubling how well Kyle Trask manages his money. Terrible. Maybe he should be focusing less on his bank book and more on his playbook.
Well said, Tony. I mean, the stats say it all, don't they?
Absolutely, absolutely. As they say, numbers don't lie. Well, your family may lie about the numbers in your bank account, but, you know, on-field numbers, those don't lie.
Yeah, well, anyway, now to another quarterback we're keeping our eye on. As you know, we've never said a bad word on the show about Aaron Rodgers.
Never.
Always supportive.
Never.
And we have to say, after seeing his performance on these last few episodes of Hard Knocks, we are just blown away by the level of football skill we are seeing out of this legend. Isn't that right, Tony?
It's incredible. Whenever they show a throw by Aaron Rodgers on Hard Knocks, he always completes it. In fact, I've done a statistical analysis of his performance so far on the show, and he is a whopping 78 for 78 with zero incompletions and zero interceptions.
Wow.
I'm blown away watching this. Yep. This is the greatest performance by a quarterback in NFL history. Now, some idiots out there have told me, oh, it was edited.
Edited how?
Exactly. How? What are they using special effects to make those passes look complete? It's called reality TV for a reason. It's not called fake TV because it's reality. Hello?
Seems totally obvious that, Tony.
Exactly.
And, you know, on that note, you know, the other night I was watching this fantastic new documentary called Swamp Kings about the Florida Gators.
Oh, yeah. Heard about that.
I don't know why this Urban Meyer get such a bum rap. You know, people say things about
him. Never understood
him
it.
Yeah, he's a jerk. He's egotistical.
Come on.
He let a serial murderer slip from his grasp even though it was staring him in the face.
Oh, please.
I don't know what these people are talking about. This documentary showed us all what a terrific, upstanding guy this is.
Yeah, this is why you should never believe everything in the media.
Yup, and that's just a perfect segue, Tony, because it
leads us
to one of the most underreported stories in the whole entire media. You won't see this anywhere else, folks.
Nope.
Because frankly, the people in our business don't have the stones to report the truth.
They don't, but we do. That's why people come here to get the news.
Exactly. We're talking about the quarterback controversy brewing in Kansas City. After two games in the preseason, Chiefs quarterback Shane Beukley is putting up historic numbers.
Just crazy.
And Tony, when you compare his numbers to Mahomes, it seems like Andy Reid has a very difficult decision, even though the choice is pretty clear.
Absolutely. Let's take a side-by-side look at their career numbers. Put up that graphic. Beukley has a 75% career completion percentage, but Patrick Mahomes has a lowly 66.3%.
Wow.
Beukley's 112.2 career passer rating also crushes Mahomes, who has a passer rating of a relatively mediocre 105.7. Ooh. Also, let's not forget age here. Beukley is a ripe 25 years old, while Mahomes is entering the twilight of his career at age 27. So needless to say, I'll be keeping my eye on this quarterback battle to see how it unfolds.
There you go, Tony, and that is the kind of football analysis you won't be getting anywhere else.
Nope, thank you.
No, yeah. Well, the football analysis you will be getting all over the place. Let's bring in this guy. He thinks he's an expert on football for some reason. Let's go to the Fusco Satellite Network.
Fusco Satellite Network.
Okay, this guy won a Super Bowl with the Patriots as an assistant to Bill Belichick. All right. Then
Doesn't
he became
three of them.
Hey, hold on. Yeah. I'm doing your intro. This is where you just shut up and sit there.
Hold your horses.
Yeah. All right. Then he became a head coach for the Jets and Browns. One of those jobs went okay, the other not so much. All right, you can figure out which was which. All right, now you see him on all these shows, FS1. He's a member of the 33rd team and also has the very distinct honor of being thrown off the show multiple times.
Yeah, that's good for you.
All right, Eric Mangini, welcome to the
show.
Welcome
back,
Coach. Now you can go ahead and talk.
Yeah, now you can start.
I would like to say it's good to see you guys, but I'm always cautiously optimistic as to how this is going to go and whether or not I'm going to make it through the show.
Well, you trust me, we're not so optimistic.
The odds are not in your favor. Let's just say that.
Trust us, we're more worried than you are. All right.
Yeah.
Look, I know how it's going for you right now. You know, you were head coach of the Jets when Brett Favre came to town from the Packers. You know, now we got history repeating itself with Aaron Rodgers there. How worried are you right now that the Jets will win the Super Bowl and make you look terrible?
I think they should be in the mix for the Super Bowl. When you get Aaron Rodgers and you've got all the advantages that they have him the whole offseason, they have his offensive coordinator, he's got a system that he knows, they've got the number four defense. I mean, things look really good for them.
That's very positive of you. You know, you're doing a great job hiding your jealousy there. We know.
Yeah, that's very impressive.
You know, have you been watching Hard Knocks?
Yeah, you saw the Hard Knocks with Aaron Rodgers
Aaron Rodgers, you watch him passing. He hasn't thrown a single incomplete pass on the whole entire show. Have you ever seen a performance like this out of a quarterback in training camp where he hasn't thrown a single incompletion? It's amazing.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I don't know how they've been able to do that. I'm very impressed with what he's doing. I love what he's doing.
Wow. You know, you have so much positivity here, Tony. I mean,
what's going on?
Are you on drugs or something?
I think he's scared. He's walking on pins and eggshells here.
Yeah, I always wonder why they don't have the Eagles on Hard Knocks. What do you think that's about?
Why would we go on Hard Knocks and show our hand in poker? Do you show your hand in poker? Never.
Too many incompletions, you think? Wouldn't be good TV.
No. Yeah, it wouldn't be good TVs anytime you're on.
Yeah, we're learning that now.
Yeah, what do you know about making good TV? Look at the two answers you've given on the show so far. You're boring our audience to death.
Yeah,
they come
please.
Here looking for something. Yeah. Oh, Aaron Rodgers,
look,
he's great.
I can only work with the questions you give me. I get boring.
Oh, he's putting it back on us, Paulie.
Yeah, like you could only work with Brett Favre in New York, and look how that went off the rails for you.
Yeah.
You know, he wants a better question, Tony. This diva, he's asking for better.
Okay, we got one for you.
Fine, yeah. Here, we got one for you. Let's see you try and knock this one,
yeah,
coach. All right, on the subject of another quarterback, you see this? You got Baker Mayfield. He's accusing his family's financial firm of misplacing $12 million. Now, we say this is great news.
Fantastic news.
Yeah. I mean, when you have a QB like Tom Brady who's worth, you know, 500 mil, he's got nothing to play for.
Yeah, no incentive to win.
You know, now Baker, he's got to play just to put food on the table. As a coach, is this what you like to see out of a quarterback?
Yeah.
You know, he's literally hungry to succeed.
I don't think you ever want to see anybody lose money, especially if they're losing it to their family.
No.
I think you'd be, you guys, if you guys could lose some money and maybe up your game, I think that would be a positive thing.
Are you kidding me?
Based off the set, based off the preparation, I don't think there's a lot of money rolling in.
Oh, are you kidding?
We just opened our merch store.
Oh, wow. I bet you the products are flying off the shelf.
They're flying off the shelf. I don't see your merch store doing anything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're going to buy a yacht already. We just launched the store today. Don't worry.
You're doing so poorly. I heard you had to borrow that hoodie from Bill Belichick. That's how poorly you're doing.
Yeah. Needless to say, then, when you were deciding, you know, between Chad Pennington and whoever, when you were deciding between your starting quarterback, did their bank statements not factor into that decision?
Yeah.
Yeah, we usually didn't check on how much they were making. That explains everything. Yeah, well, I mean, if you're using that logic, then Jalen Hurts is going to be terrible this season, right? Because he just got paid a lot of money.
So
you guys must be really excited by how much money he made.
Because Jalen Hurts doesn't care about the money. He only cares about winning.
That's all he cares about.
I heard he doesn't even check his bank statements. I heard he gets all his clothes at Goodwill.
So
just
true.
Terrific. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm telling you, this is good, solid deductive reasoning by you guys.
Reasoning. Don't worry. We're going to deduct you from the show.
We're going to be deductive reasoning you in a minute here.
I mean, you guys are used to paying quarterbacks and getting rid of them. So I guess, you know.
Oh, are you kidding me? This guy.
The NFL teams couldn't get rid of you fast enough, bro.
Yeah, exactly. But Jalen Hurts is a Super Bowl quarterback, which is actually a good segue there, Paulie.
Yeah, he went to the Super Bowl, which you seem to be getting. Let's talk about this Coach Mangini. Because you can't evaluate
quarterbacks.
What are you talking about? I'm trying to
hear
you.
Say Super Bowl winning quarterback? You said he's
scored more points on offense than the Chiefs did.
He scored more points. So if you look at the head-to-head,
he beat Mahomes.
Maybe they should have spent some money on cleats. Maybe they should have done that.
Maybe the fix shouldn't have been in with that wet grass, with the Bermuda Triangle grass.
Spent money on a better gardener.
Yeah, it didn't seem to affect the other team. But they just had
they were
cleats.
In on it.
They had magical cleats.
Yeah, well, it sounds like someone was listening to our previous episode with our other guest, who was frankly just as shitty as you are. But that's another story. Anyway,
were you bellyaching about cleats on your previous show? Shocking.
Now he's acting like he didn't watch our previous show. Come on. All right, hold on. You're trying to steer this conversation all over the place.
Yeah.
This is why your coaching didn't go so well. You know, you're going in too many places here.
Yeah.
Have a plan and follow it like we do.
Yeah, watch.
All right, look, listen. Talking about quarterback decisions here, you know, I'm sure you've been keeping an eye on the quarterback controversy brewing in Kansas City. We got the backup quarterback Shane Beukley. He's putting up whopping numbers in
huge
the preseason.
Numbers.
I mean, look at this graphic. All right, so when you look at Beukley's career numbers side by side with Mahomes' career numbers, I mean, look at this. Beukley's got a 75% completion percentage. Mahomes has got a lowly 66%. I mean,
Oh, look at his age. He's Buechele's 25 years old. Mahomes is entering the twilight of his career at 27.
Yeah, so, you know, it's clear, you know, Buechele has an argument, if not a slam dunk argument for this job. So, you know, you're a coach, I guess. How do you see Andy Reid handling this clearly complicated situation?
Yeah, that's a strong argument. I think they're going to be okay in Kansas City, and you know, I can't imagine Andy's too worried about the
typical media answer there.
Yeah,
playing
you sound like
safe.
The typical media just trying to distract, not looking at the stats,
not looking at the real stories.
All right, fine. You know what? Here's your real test of football knowledge. We'll give you one chance to shine here. Let's move to some predictions. All right, we're going to start in the NFC. Your prediction, coach, who do you see facing the Eagles in the NFC Championship this year?
Well, first of all, I don't know if the Eagles are going to be able to make it to the NFC Championship. They've lost both their coordinators. Oh. Jalen Hurts got a big contract extension, and oftentimes that comes with expectations.
You know what,
that
Tony,
comes with pressing.
I'm not even going to bother listening to this answer. You know what? I'm going to coordinate your exit from this show because you're out of
here. Guess what? You're coordinated off the show.
Maybe you should coordinate some questions next time.
Off the show.
I am canceling my merch order.
You're half man genie.
Maybe you
zero.
Can make up for it in the merch half store. Go buy some merch. You're off the show.
Postcode Satellite Network.
Is he off the line?
Jay, hang up the phone.
You know, that guy is just a real downer all around.
Yeah, my wish was to put that man genie back in the bottle.
Great one, Tony, and great way
thank
to
you.
Turn it around there, you know, because otherwise
exactly.
It was a terrific show. Of course, we want to thank our good friends at Propel.
Wait.
If it isn't someone,
you kidding
I'd like
me?
To propel off a cliff.
Yeah, somebody want to throw into a propeller.
Producer Jay, what
producer
do you want?
Jay.
Corrections.
What? Hurry up.
First, you said you've only said positive things about Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, respect, bro.
Yeah, always, bro.
You spent all of last year ripping him and saying he was a, quote, shitty quarterback.
Oh, yeah? Well, this is going to be your last year. Alive.
Yeah. If there's one thing we're going to be ripping, it's your lower intestines.
Oh,
yeah.
Good one, Tony. Got him.
Thanks. We're done. No, let's go. No more.
Second. You said Aaron Rodgers threw zero incompletions in training camp because you didn't see any on Hard Knocks.
Yeah, bro. Unbelievable.
Well, it's incredible.
Yeah.
No, those shows are edited. It's a TV show. Trust me. He's thrown many incomplete passes that you haven't seen.
Oh, yeah? Well, you know what I'm about to edit? Your lifespan.
Yeah. I wish that when your father hit on your mother, that was an incomplete pass.
Oh,
You're done. Let's go. Let's finish.
Go. What? Last.
What? Hurry up.
You actually believe that Patrick Mahomes could lose the starting job to backup quarterback Shane Buechele, who's never played in a single game?
Yeah, bro.
Check his preseason stats,
bro. It could happen. Yeah.
That might be the single worst take. Not only on the show, but ever.
Oh, yeah? Well, you know what's going to be the best take? When you take your final breath.
Yeah. You want to know the worst single anything? It's you in your love life. Yeah.
Oh,
you're done.
Great one, Tony.
Yeah.
And here's another great one. Just came across the desk here. Booked on next week's show. Super Bowl hero, Eagles legend, Nick Foles will be joining us.
Wow,
huge. Don't forget, where you're going to go, you're going to click and go to our merch
store. Buy all the merch.
And you're going to pay us back for all we've done for you.
You always
subscribe on the YouTube, follow us on TikTok, listen to us on Fox Sports Radio, and Tony, great job as always.
Same to you, Paulie. Another flawless show.
There you go. We'll see you people next week.
See ya.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.